once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Insight on this gorgeous Wednesday evening here, August 16th. We welcome you back.
Chuck rescued us.
Yes.
As always.
Thank you to Chuck Rohr for getting us up and running. We had a little technical difficulty here, and after a few choice words by Neil talking to his phone, I think it fixed it, right, Neil?
I didn't fix it.
Oh, no, okay. Chuck fixed it. Well, I tell you what, we opened the season, and we opened the show with two of my favorite people and one of my favorite events, and that is with Jonas Foot and Ryan Steinbrenner from The Wow. Hello, guys.
Jack.
So, this is your number five?
Number five.
So, I tell you what. Before we get into the specifics of this year, let's turn the clock back 5 years.
Six years, yep.
Yep. And talk about the inception.
So, okay. The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters were looking for a way to build a new high school baseball field and improve on the softball field. And that's a large project. We didn't want to go to the taxpayers for it because we didn't think that was necessary. We thought we could do it with charitable work. So we started brainstorming on what we could do and how we could raise that kind of money. And Jake Garkey, our current booster president, he's like, you know, there's this raffle down in Southeast Ohio I go to. I've always wanted to do something kind of like it in Fort Recovery, so what do you think? And I was on board instantly because I knew the potential for it. And the rest of the committee got on board and, you know, kind of kicking around ideas on how to get it started. And, you know, we thought, somebody said, well, why don't you sell 1,000 tickets at $100? And it's like, yeah, that's not bad, but it wouldn't allow the prize list to be very expansive. So we came up with a 3,000 number for the first year and went with that and sold those tickets out in about 3 months. It was like, well, that worked out pretty well. And then it just kind of built from there.
So was there alcohol involved with the guy who said, let's do 3,000 of them?
No, all of our meetings were there at the school, so no alcohol at those particular meetings, but a lot of side meetings took place with some alcohol. But
so, I mean, you know, because, you know, I was part of the Lions Club when, like, I think we had to sell $350 tickets at some point, or maybe it was $400.
We started off trying to sell $600, and sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. $500 was where we ended up, because we could usually finally get those done if we talked to Denny Guggenbiller enough at Toby's on the afternoon of the event.
Crack some wallets open that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing to me, and again, you know, when you look at the number of people that are involved from a volunteering standpoint.
Oh, it's the entire community, yeah, in some form or another, yeah.
And then to think that this all started with like a handful of guys who said, why not, mm-hmm, you know? And that is the cool part, yep, is a few guys or gals can really make a difference.
Yeah, I was just thinking, actually I was driving yesterday and thinking now, trying to remember where it started and at what ticket levels. So the first year was 3,000 tickets. Then the second year we did 4,000 tickets, but those sold out in like a friggin' week. It was It was nuts.
Yeah.
So we had to do something because we had so many people upset at us that there weren't tickets available. So that's the year we did the Blue Jacket Bonanza, and we sold an additional 4,000 tickets at $50 a ticket. But that was also the year that COVID came and created some havoc, and we had to figure out how to do a lot of this virtually and electronically. And through that, we made our event better because it forced us to think outside the box a little bit. And then,
And probably crank things up from a technology new standpoint that you makes you even better now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You realize what the investment has to be in the digital marketing, the social media marketing, and your online presence just to be able to grow it, to reach enough people. Because not every single person in Fort Recovery is going to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And we're blessed that it's appealing enough that people from outside of our area are pretty happy to buy our tickets and are pretty excited about our event for the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters.
And with the technology stuff, like NK Telco stepped up, Chuck jumped in and helped some stuff, just like he waved a magic wand here and we're back on the air. But those guys, that kind of thing, it had to happen.
Well, and I've said all along that as devastating as it was in 2020 to have to cancel the event and go virtual, I don't think anything grew or expanded our outreach more than doing it. And it got done the right way. But it was 28 days before the event when we're sitting in a meeting at Ambassador Park going, we can't do this, guys. Like this, we can't have an in-person event. We can't have 5,000-7,000 people down in this park in the midst of COVID
without drawing a big target on ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd have been in a lot of trouble.
And so I remember making that Facebook post, you know, that night and saying, you know, we hate to do this. We've been forced into this decision, but we have to go virtual with our event. But we promised to make the best virtual event possible. And in the next 28 days, I think we did. That's when NK Telco come on board. Yep. You know, that was me calling somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who finally got me in contact with Scott over there, NK Telco. And he said, I think I know what you need and I think I can help you. And now he's on board every year with us. NK Telco's back every year, running the LED screens, doing all that work behind the stage for us, you know. So, you know, and
blessing in disguise.
Exactly. Yeah. So I, you know, and then, you know, people had their virtual parties, but we were on Wabash Television, we were on YouTube, we were on Facebook, and there were thousands of people tuning in to watch that show that day. So it's boom, there was our outreach, there was that social media outreach, and we went from 3,000 Facebook fans to 8,000 Facebook fans in that year alone, you know. So it's devastating as it seemed in that moment. I don't think there's anything better for us.
It's funny, you know, we were talking about if there was any event that occurred in the last 4 years that you gave you an oh crap moment, you know, and shoot, we didn't
completely
even
glossed
think
over
about
that one, didn't we?
Yeah. You know, we didn't even think about the COVID thing. So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about WOW 2023 and what's planned and what we have to look forward to. So we'll be back right after this.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
There's an event coming up you don't want to miss. The Cancer Association of Mercer County is sponsoring a bowling tournament, and it will be a four-person team, eight-pin, no-tap. It will be held at Miracle Lanes on Saturday, September 16th, with sessions at 2, 4, and 6. The cost is $100 per four-person team and includes two games and eight beer tickets per team. There will also be a 50-50 drawing and several raffle items for you to win. Get your team together and sign up now at Miracle Lanes or by calling Tom Remoklis at 419-852-2987. That's the 8-pin no-tap bowling tournament happening on Saturday, September 16th at Miracle Lanes, benefiting the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Where there is help, there is hope.
We're back. Insight. Talking to the wild guys, and we just want to let everybody know that due to the technical difficulties and some scheduling things, Sports Talk will not be on this evening.
So we can talk to these guys for a long time.
That's right. And Amy and will be on with Bubba and Fee next Wednesday.
Yep, so our athletic director will be on. That right now it's planned for next week, and unless something comes up for both of them,
yep,
that's how it's going to go. So,
so there will be no sports talk, and we can talk to Rocker at the end of this for as long as we want to. And
he says he has something special coming up.
Doesn't surprise me; he always does. So, let's talk WOW 2023. So the event is next Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
August
25th and 26th.
25th, 26th. So it's Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Okay. What are the hours?
Well, Friday night, gates open at 6 o'clock and close at midnight or whenever everybody starts shooing out after Friday night band plays. And then Saturday, the gates open at 11 a.m. Same thing around midnight or so. We'll have the park cleaned out. But 6 on Friday, 11 on Saturday.
Fantastic. And so let's talk about the entertainment.
I think that's a good thing to bring up because,
yes,
as Jake would say, it's bigger and better than ever this year. But Friday night, we have our former superintendent, Larry Brown. His band is coming back. They played last year in Saturday afternoon, so they're playing Friday night as our opening band. Them guys are awesome. So they'll be playing from 6:45 to 8 on Friday night. And then probably the band I think anybody's most excited about, that's not a knock on our Saturday night guy by any means, but we got that Arena Rock Show on Friday night from 9 to 11:30. And I think most people know who that is just by name or seeing videos or seeing them in person, but you know, they bring a show. It's rock music. It's going to be your Bon Jovi and Def Leppard and Poison and Alice Cooper and all that great stuff, but it comes with the show also. The pyrotechnics, the cold sparks, the flames, the fire. It's the real deal. So hell of a show.
And they play some pretty big venues too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, they were just at, what's that, the Phrase
Pavilion? Yeah, Pavilion.
They were just there a couple weeks ago. And I had an interview a week or two ago with one of the guys from that band, just a cool dude, you know. And that's, I mean, they're big enough now, he's gotten to the point, he's that's his job, right? I mean, they're traveling, they're doing 80 shows a year, however many he said it's, you know. And that's, I mean, it's a heck of a good time.
They
put on a show. So that's, you know, Friday night's always been our not as big night just because it's less hours, you know. You got football games going on, that kind of stuff, and that's all right. But it's, we're gonna have the biggest Friday night we've ever had, and I can guarantee that because of those guys coming. So that's Friday night. Saturday, we got music on and off stage all day long. So you know, noon right off the bat, we got the Sweeney Rebellion, which is a couple guys coming to play. And then 2 o'clock, Gabe Bailey, I believe he's from Indiana somewhere, I'm not sure exactly, but he was at our event last year. Play some darn good music. And then our local guys, Rick Hine and Roger Demange, are going to be on stage at 4 o'clock. And anybody that's been around this area any at all know them two guys.
Yeah, and people will come just to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll find out how much of a party it is, and they'll be back other years with or without them there. Yeah, so
6 o'clock, we have a girl by the name of Rachel Holt. She's from Milan, M-I-L-A-N, Milan, Milan, Indiana. I'm not sure how to say it, but
they call it Milan.
There. Milan, yeah. There you go. I'm not even sure how to say it, but
in Italy, it's Milan, but okay. I'm pretty sure it isn't in Indiana.
Well, yeah. Either which way, she's coming up to the event, and she's, you know, she's I think 17 years old, but she's got a few of her own albums released already. I follow her on social media. She's been in Nashville a lot lately, recording and stuff. So, you know, she's a really up and comer, and boy, she has got a great voice. You know, I like listening to her music, some of the songs she's put out. And so I don't know that people around here are going to know her coming in, but I guarantee you that when they walk out, they're going to know who she is. Because
what's her name again?
Rachel Holt. Rachel Holt, yep. From Milan, Indiana.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
But, yep, 17, or I'm pretty sure she's 17, but I'm telling you, yeah. She has got a voice on her, and people are going to be talking about her after the event.
And like what type of music?
Country, I would say country. Yep. So excited to have her up here. And then at 8 o'clock, we got Salt Creek back. And, you know, we love having Salt Creek. I think we had them the first year.
Yep, the very first year.
We had them last year as the opener for Jake Worthington last year. And so now we got them as our opener again for the big guy on Saturday night. But it's also their final show. And so, yeah, you know, they've been together for a long time, and they've certainly reduced the number of shows they do. But they've kind of been, and they might correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they haven't been playing as many shows, and they've been combining with Nashville Crush some, and so they call themselves Saul Crush because it's not all the guys. So from what I understand, this is going to be the last time all of the Salt Creek guys are together playing a show. And so it'll be your last chance to come out and see Salt Creek, and man, are they fun. You know, they know the music to play to get the crowd hyped, and I would say they're one of the best, if not the best, local bands around here. So 8 to 9:30, Salt Creek is playing, and then 10 o'clock, country music legend Tracy Byrd takes the stage, and we'll be watermelon crawling and 10 rounds in with Jose Cuervo and everything else up there on stage and dancing to, oh, there you go. You're going to get us kicked off Facebook, Neil.
Not very long. Just doing a couple. You can do 10 seconds.
Okay, I like it. Oh, yeah. See the good music there. You know, we went through the Coldwater Parade last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, playing that song.
Yeah.
Every single person sang along. Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, we're driving them cool prizes. Everybody's oohing and awing at the prizes, and every single one of them singing Watermelon Crawl.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I can't wait to dance to my wife to Keep Her the Stars and all the good ones.
Tell you what, that's been hot on Prime all week.
Which one?
Keep Her the Stars.
Keep Her the Stars.
Yeah, I've been in my truck 3 or 4 times now and heard that on Prime on XM radio. So
Prime's gearing up for the WOW. That's what they're doing. So, yeah. Unbelievable entertainment this year, and it's going to be, you know, that the entertainment's not even what our event's about. It's the raffles. Everybody's there to win some of the $1 million worth of prizes plus that we're going to give away. But man, it's a heck of a supplement to sit there and listen to good music both days all day. Also,
fantastic. So just to let people know, okay, so what is the rule or the guidelines as far as bringing your own drinks or your coolers, or what are you allowed to do?
Empty coolers only, just because of the beer license or the liquor license we have. We can't sell alcohol and have people bringing in alcohol in the same venue. So empty coolers only through the gates. When you purchase beer, we're more than happy to provide ice for you, so you can, and our prices are very reasonable. You know, they're really reasonable for any other festival around here. So you just head to the beer stand and you get your, you know, show your ID, get your wristband, buy your tickets, and they'll fill your cooler up and dump some ice on top, and you haul it back to your sitting spot, and you're good to go.
So can I put a plug in here also, since we're talking about the drinks, that for any pot cutter listening, we will have Miller Lite at the event this year. Uh-huh. So we have not had Miller Lite in the past, and we will have it this year.
We will have it. All
so
right.
So you should have told them that back in November or whenever it was, so you can sell 50 more tickets real fast.
Well, and, you know, so it's really just as good as being able to bring your own stuff, except you don't have to haul it.
Exactly. No lugging a 70 or 80 pound cooler all the way from the car. You might as well just come up to the beer stand with a nice light empty cooler, and they'll take care of you.
Fantastic. And then what other concessions will be available?
Well, I can tell you this because I just put all this together here. So, right. You know, we got a lot of different food options. Again, all very reasonable. We're not coming in and hawking anybody on food, but we got our lunch stand that the WOW committee runs. We have a lot of high school athletes come in and help us in there, so that's where they really become vested in working with the event, because a lot of this money does go back to our athletes in some capacity. It goes out to a lot of different organizations, but our local athletes get a lot of it. So they're in there manning that WOW lunch stand, so I encourage anybody to go down there and have a world famous and original WOW burger featuring greens quality meats. There, I got my plug. Ooh, in. Did you like that? But you're
Matt
talking
Barman.
You're talking a world famous a cheeseburger with sautéed onions and bacon on it, and a Craig Eber special there. They're darn good. But, you know, they got burgers and dogs there. So that's the WOW lunch stand. But that's not the only option. We got Wendell's Barbecue in there selling their pork and barbecue and loaded mashed potatoes. We got Heavy Smokers Barbecue. They got all their fancy dogs. So the Big Pig, the Reuben dog, the Slaw dog, any way you want a hot dog, you can get it from them guys. The VFW is in there. They got their deep fried food, your pizzas, tenderloins, chicken tenders, mozzie sticks. A lot of snacky foods. We got Yance
beef jerky.
Beef jerky. And then Tackett Foods will have salted and unsalted peanuts there. Shots Kettle Corn. They'll have Kettle Corn, pork rinds, lemonade, and shake ups. We got Fort Nutrition in there. They got their special hangover helper drink. You know, so if anybody feeling it on Saturday morning can get ready to go again or whenever.
Or Saturday afternoon if that's when they finally get up.
That's right, yeah. And then Fort Recovery Merchants are back and they sell drinks also. And if you're not quite feeling the beer and need a little extra kick, they got some vodka and coconut rum and other shot stuff. And then Cayman Jack drinks
and
also.
I've heard that that's pretty good to put in with the lemonade shakeups.
Oh, see, now you're thinking. See, yes. Stop it.
I've heard that's a very good combination.
Yeah, stop at shots and then go over to the merchants.
If you hear Chairman Down over the radio, you know what happened.
Please don't do that, Jonas. I don't want to be in charge. So, yeah, lots of great options. And, again, reasonable. You know, I'm talking, you know, you go to that WOW lunch stand, you get a cheeseburger or the famous, you know, world-famous cheeseburger for $5. I mean, we're not, you know, it's nothing too crazy here. And I know all them guys. There's, you know, no one's hawking you on the food here. So come hungry and you're going to get some good eating.
And that was one of, you know, when we talked about the history of everything, that was one of the things that we, you know, said from year one was we're here about to raffle and have people having a good time, and we're not here, you know, the lunch stand and the beer stand are there to supplement the everything else going on. So that's not our
main
driver.
That leaves them extra money for the raffles.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with the beer. It's reasonable. You're buying, you can go buy a 30-pack and you're getting it well less than $2 a beer. I mean, you can't go anywhere around here and out of the side of your house and get beer for less than $2. Yeah. There ain't any event, any bar or anything, you do that. So, it's not about us getting you in there to charge you $9 a beer like you do if you go to any other concert around here, which is true. Where is you going to go to a big concert and get, you know, less than $2 beers?
Yeah, $2 beers,
So it's, you know, it's about getting the people there and having a good time. That's what we want.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk about WOW Week that's coming up and the camping and the preparation piece of it.
Yeah, so, when people are allowed to come in with this and that.
We'll be back after this.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call and reserve your day and time for some Lanes. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes is open Thursdays at 3, Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
annual Win on the Wall Bash is coming up on August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature over $1 million worth of prizes to be given away, including awesome vehicles, once-in-a-lifetime trips, big cash prizes, firearms, and much, much more. Raffle tickets can be purchased currently for the Tow and Go Raffle, featuring over $200,000 in prizes, as well as the pre-event 50-50 raffle, with a total pot already over $25,000. Purchase tickets now at wowraffle.com. The weekend also features great entertainment with Friday night headliner That Arena Rock Show and live music all day Saturday, including local favorite Salt Creek and country music legend Tracy Bird. Check out all of the details and get in on the fun by purchasing Tow and Go Raffle and pre-event 50-50 tickets right now at our website, wowraffle.com. And we'll see you at the most unique event of the year, the 2023 Win on the Wall Bash, August 25th and 26th in Fort Recovery.
Now we're back. Yep. Are we officially back?
Yes.
All right, we're back.
And I'm pretty sure we're on the air now.
Yay, very good.
As opposed to an hour ago.
Yeah. And for those of you that are tuned in to listen to Sports Talk, Sports Talk has been canceled tonight due to some technical difficulties and some scheduling things. So Bob and Fee will have Amy Potcutter on next Wednesday.
Yep, that's the plan.
So
yep.
And really, they're tuning in right now, Jack, because this is when Rocker is usually on.
Oh, yes.
In a half hour, Rocker will be on. So you yep. listen to me and Jonas for a little bit and then get to the real stuff.
Yep, and he says later. He has something special.
Standing on deck, swinging his bat. So,
you know, for the last, I think, 4 years that we've done this show on the week prior, you've always had a list of prizes. So I hope you have another Rocker top 10 ready to go in about a half hour.
No, I was not prepared for that.
Well, there's paper and pencil right there. Start writing them down.
Start thinking.
Rocker, paper and pencil right there. Start writing them down.
Start writing them down. So I tell you what, that's a great segue into what the hell are you guys giving away?
What aren't we?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, the man sitting next to me here is one that comes up with a ticket, so maybe I'll go through the raffles first, because we got so many stinking different ones that I'll kind of go through them, and then we can work together on maybe going through with some of the stuff on it. So obviously the highlight of the event is the Super Raffle. 12 to 7, Saturday afternoon, we'll give away 241 prizes. To do that, one prize every 2 minutes for 7 straight hours. And on top of that, from 3 to 4, one prize every single minute in our first ever Power Hour. So that's a lot of
So that's how you're sneaking the extra 30. However many. What, is
so
it 30?
30 more than last year. It was 211 last year, 241. So we have to go every minute instead of every two for 1 hour. So them poor guys that are going to be up on stage for that hour.
Yep.
Doing the bowl machines are going to have their work cut out.
They're not going to get that minute and a half nap between pulls.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, Jonas, what vehicles are on that Super Raffle?
Oh, boy. So, we have a beautiful black Camaro RS V8 car with the red line edition, so it's got the red stripes on the wheels. That thing looks like a freaking Batmobile coming down the road. So every committee member that's gotten a chance to drive that through a parade is just, you know, grinning ear to ear the old time. So
yeah.
We have a Delmonico red Ram 1500 off-road edition crew cab, so nicely equipped pickup truck.
So that's probably close to a $30,000 vehicle.
You can double that and you still won't be touching it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then third vehicle, which just came in late last week, thank goodness, because it's been a process to get that there. Here is our final year of production Plum Crazy Purple Dodge Challenger TA, which with the Hemi and the manual transmission. So that's a beast of a sports car, and it's just the pictures I have of what the paint looks like don't even come close to doing it justice to see it in person. So.
Yeah, go to the Wow Super Raffle Facebook page if you haven't seen a picture of this yet and look at it. And it's the sexiest vehicle you have ever put your eyes on. And it's a picture. You wait till you see this thing in person.
Yep. Yeah.
But I'm putting a plug out there again. Whoever wins this, The Fort Recovery High School principal thinks that'd sit real good in his parking spot out in front of school. Ah, so, you know, if they're willing to donate or give away cheap, I think I know a guy that would be willing to buy it off it.
Huh.
I think $5,000 or $10,000 ought to do it. So
that's what I'm offering. $10,000 more than they had when they started.
You're darn right. So I'm putting an offer out there. I'm just saying. My offer stands.
Yep. So, we've got a pontoon boat on there. Bunch of Polaris vehicles. I think there's 8 Polaris vehicles this year, 6 or 7 golf carts, ton of cash, a few big trips, a houseboat rental on Norris Lake, or some cash, or a golf trip to Pebble Beach or some cash.
Pebble Beach is a nice little golf course.
Yep.
I've heard of it before.
Yes.
How cool would that be?
Yep.
I could hit 7 or 8 balls in the ocean over there, and I'd be all right with it. So
I'd have to be real close to the ocean to do it, but yeah.
We've got a deal on there where you and your spouse can go to Alaska for 12 days and take a small, private luxury tour across Alaska for 12 days and do all kinds of excursions, and that'll cover your flights and everything. Or if you don't want to do that, you can take 20 G's and walk out the door. And then final prize this year in honor of our 5th anniversary, $55,555. And we're covering the capital gains tax on that, so you actually walk away with a check for $55,555.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
That ain't too shabby.
No.
And that's, we're a week and a half away. Somebody 10 days from now is going to get a check for $55,555 that doesn't have it today.
Rocker's got his hand up. He's volunteering. You can put his name on the check now.
And you know what's amazing is that, Jonas, you probably mentioned 20 to 25 prizes out of 241.
Yeah. So,
that's it.
So what's the smallest prize besides the value of whatever gun might
smallest prize value is $500.
Okay.
So everything builds off of that.
Fantastic.
So that's not too bad.
That ain't too bad. And then that's one raffle. One raffle. 13 raffles.
Yeah.
13 that I can count that I'm pretty sure of that we're going to have that weekend or prior to that weekend. And that's one of them. Now, obviously, that's what the entire event was built around. Yes. But that's 241 prizes, and we'll give away another 70 or 80 prizes, at least, in other raffles throughout the weekend.
Yeah, 306 is the final prize number.
There you go. So he knows it better than I do. So over 300. And so, the other, I would say, biggest one is our Friday night raffle, which is the tow-and-go raffle. And so that's been going on for a few years now. The super raffle we were just talking about, those tickets sold out in 45 days. We started selling them in October last year. They were sold out by the middle of November. So you can't buy those, but if you're curious and wanting to buy some tickets, tow-and-go raffle tickets are for sale right now. You can go to Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery and buy them. You can go to Raffles Engine in Coldwater and buy them, or you can go to wowraffle.com and buy them. And $25 a piece, and you get a chance at 9 different prizes on that raffle. Now, it's a little different than the super raffle in that it's more of an interactive raffle. We still use the ball machines to pull the winning numbers, so at 6:30 next Friday night, we'll draw 9 winning numbers. Those 9 people will get a phone call if they're not in the event area and say, hey, can you be here by 8? Don't have to be present to win. If they can't make it, we'll have a committee representative sit in. But those 9 people at 8 o'clock then, either via phone call or because they're there in the park, are going to play a sort of let's make a deal style game, I call it, where they get to figure out which of those 9 prizes they win. The prize number 1 being a trailer with a skid of beer on it, and prize number 9 being a 2023 Jeep Wrangler with a tax outdoor tailgate trailer. So somebody's driving away with a Jeep on that, and I can't imagine having that key in my hand hoping it opens that Jeep, and everywhere in between. It's called the tow and go because every price has some kind of trailer associated with it. So we got a trailer with $5,000 cash.
Yeah, that picture of the Jeep with the
tailgate.
Tailgating thing, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And see, that's what this event is about, is being able to win that you would never buy yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not going out and buying that tailgate
trailer.
That's
a $20,000 trailer.
That trailer alone, yeah. $20,000. Nope. I'm not going out buying that trailer, but by God, it's going to be pretty cool to use if I win it. You know, yeah. That's what a lot of these things are about. You know, it's a chance to win stuff you're not going to buy for yourself. But so that I mentioned trailer $5,000. We got a trailer with $10,000. I think one of them I'm excited about is we got a mystery trailer. It's a total value of $14,000 approximately, but it's a 6x12 cargo trailer. And whenever that person unlocks it and the pop locks and they know that's theirs, they're not going to know what's in it yet. And then we're going to open it up and everything, all the prizes are going to emerge and hopefully have some fog and lights coming out. It's going to look kind of cool. And then and they'll see what they actually win. Yeah. So, hey, I just won this cargo trailer, but now I don't even know what I won inside of it. You know, so it's your mystery trailer.
It could be a 6-pack of beer.
Mm-hmm. It could be, a $14,000 6-pack of beer.
Very limited edition 6-pack of beer.
It's a very limited edition.
$14,000 worth of stuff?
Yeah, well, that's total value. That's including the trailer, right? Including the trailer, it's a total value of $14,000. So
probably $10,000 worth of stuff or something.
Yep, something like that.
Trailer's got expensive, but
You get
but
the idea.
It's going to be more than a 6-pack of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to be a 6-pack.
Winner beer. Will not be disappointed.
No, it's pretty cool stuff in there. And then we got a trailer with a golf cart on it and a it's not just any golf cart. It's a WOW Special 5th Anniversary Edition golf cart.
Yeah, so Carts and Parts, we sat down with Jeff and Cole Wendell and worked out kind of a design on what we'd like, the nicest cart we're going to give away for the year to look like. And that's what we came up with. It's a beautiful red metallic, and it's got all the bells and whistles on it, upgraded wheels and tires and a brush guard and stereo system and lights and all that good
stuff.
And
obviously street legal.
Yep, obviously street legal, ready to go.
Street legal,
It's pretty nice. And got a picture of that on our Facebook page, too. So let's check it out. It's a nice golf cart. Got another trailer with a Polaris Sportsman 570.
Touring. Yep, means it's set for two people to ride on. It's just like a motorcycle seat, almost two up. Got a backrest for your passenger, so
very nice.
You can go cruising the trails on that.
Perfect. A jet ski with a trailer, and then another trailer of $15,000 cash. So I mentioned 9 total prizes there. You know, we're gonna have 9 winners. 9 numbers thrown. 9 winners.
So at this. The first year of this Tow and Go, like, the prizes were dependent upon how many tickets were sold. But that's not the case this year.
Not this year. So, we had a lot of conversations within our committee on how we'd want, some sort of ticket available through the summer when people got to thinking about the event again. So we went to a straight raffle. You know, we're going to sell the tickets and give away these prizes. Now, the stress level on me goes through the roof on that, making sure there's enough tickets sold. So we're giving this away as is this year. Next year, if I can talk about next year for a minute.
Go ahead.
We are going to go back to a progressive style raffle on that, just because it allows a little more flexibility and a lot less stress on the volunteer people that run this thing and us. So
in past years, we stopped selling in March, and then we know where we're at. And then we don't have to worry about it. Now we're a week ahead of the event, and we're still inventorying tickets and doing all this stuff. It's a lot of extra work.
You can still, if you already have, let's say you already have $500 worth of tickets, you buy another $500. If you don't have any tickets yet, you can buy one, or you can buy $100 worth, which is 4. Yep. And, whatever, you can still get in it.
Stop sale when?
Well, up until the event, if we have tickets
left. We've got some hard tickets. And if we still have hard tickets, we'll be selling right up until 6 o'clock, till the drawing time on Friday.
Through the will call window. So if you're camping and you come Wednesday night, you can go up the will call window and buy some tickets. If you're coming to the event on Friday night, you're waiting outside the gate before 6, we might sell them up right till 6 o'clock. Now, the drawing happens at 6:30, but if we got tickets left, we might just sell them right up until then. Online, I'm not sure what time
we're going to cut that off on Thursday night.
So there you go. We still got tickets for that. They're only $25 a piece and got a lot of awesome stuff. So get it on there.
There is a lot of awesome stuff.
A lot of awesome stuff.
Including that mystery trailer.
Including that mystery trailer and that Jeep and tailgate trailer sure. So now I'm two raffles down and 11 to go. So how much time we got? There's no sports show.
No sports talk. So I need to be home in time to turn my alarm clock off tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, perfect. Yeah. if my wife's listening, sorry, put the kids to bed, honey. I'm not going to be home. other one that you can buy now is the pre-event 50-50. And so I want to talk about that one a little bit too, because of the magnitude it is blown up this year. So last year, we did the pre-event 50-50, started selling tickets for it June 1st last year and sold up until the night before we gave it away. And the night before we gave it away, the website got so overloaded with people purchasing tickets, it crashed the website. And so we did some fixes early in the morning, Thursday morning last year, put them back for sale for 4 hours on Thursday. And in that last 24 hours, the giveaway grew like $14,000, meaning the total pot grew like $28,000.
Wow.
In the last 24 hours. It was wild, hence why the website crashed, right? Yeah. And so we gave away last year $19,500. It's the pre-event 50-50 because we give it away before the event. We give it away on our Thursday night live show we broadcast through Facebook at 7 o'clock. So we did that last year. So this year we partnered with Raffle Box, which is a company that does a lot of big raffles, and they had the right, what's the word, the right
interface, yeah, or back end program.
Yeah, the right back end programming to handle what this is.
Yeah, so you that just talking to I think you a few months ago, that is something that you guys were working through and would have eventually figured it out, but it was stressful and you weren't sure it was going to be exactly right. These guys have done it before, so you know, however it is, that it's going to be done right, and that's one less thing.
Yep.
That you
one
guys
less,
have to worry
one
about.
One less stressor on us.
Yeah, so. And,
exactly.
Yeah, and if you're pretty sure you have it right, but you hadn't done it before, even if it works, you're still hoping instead of knowing, and that's a big deal. So you can be sure that things are going to work how they're supposed to.
Yep.
So you know, with this company involved,
and so, one of the things that we were able to do with this company then is do some early bird drawings. Mm-hmm. Right. So hopefully, you know, get some people buying early, you know, and give them extra chances mm-hmm. to win. So what the heck, we might as well give away a bunch of cool stuff. That's what we love doing. And so we were giving away $1,000 prizes back in June already. In fact, the final early bird drawing for the pre-event 50-50 is tomorrow. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So any tickets purchased before 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock tomorrow 8 o'clock. Night, are eligible for a $500 drawing tomorrow night. And so we've given away almost $5,000, I think, in pre-event drawings just for the in early bird drawings just for the pre-event 50-50. So because of all that, we are still a week away from the pre-event 50-50 ticket sales ending. They end next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And a week prior, I'm looking at it right now, the total pot is $42,500.
So we're $21,000 right now.
Right now, someone's winning $21,250. Remember, last year, that total pot grew like $28,000 in the last 24 hours. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but I'm saying that it's at $42,500 now. Where's it going to be a week from now? I don't know. Yeah. You know, it may just go crazy. So tickets for that, 5 for $20 or 20 for $40. And they're only sold online at wowraffle.com. So you can get online, purchase your, go on to wowraffle.com. There's a link to get to the Raffle Box site to purchase the tickets. You can buy Tow and Go and 50-50 right through the same link. But yeah, someone next Thursday night at 7 o'clock is going to walk away with at least $21,500, or it's going to be way more than that by then.
If nobody else buys a ticket.
No one else buys a ticket. Yes. In the time I was talking, someone else bought a ticket while I'm talking here. So
I'm going to say $30,000 or $35,000.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for the total pot to get to at least $60,000. I don't think that's a, you know, I don't know what's going to get to, but
so
I don't
somebody
think
can
that's
have
unreasonable to say it could get to
that'd
that.
Be a good start to the weekend.
Yep. That would be an all right. That's before the event even starts. Yep. So, you know.
And then they can go win the Jeep with the tailgate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll have a pretty nice weekend.
Use the 30 larger to go buy some Super Bowl tickets, then you can go tailgate at the Super Bowl.
Yep. So. With your new see, now we're thinking.
There you go.
So, there's two raffles for sale right now. Pre-event 50-50 Tow and Go raffle. So you can get online at wireraffle.com and purchase those tickets, and you got tickets for those drawings. Like I said before, a super raffle is sold out. So that's three of the raffles that sell ahead of the event. All of the other raffles we have sell exclusively at the event. You got to be there to buy them. We have our 50-50 drawing on Friday night, in-person 50-50 that you got to be present for to win. Last year, I think we gave away around $4,000 in that one. Five, no, three.
Can't remember.
I don't remember.
Last year's a blur.
That was a blur. But the Saturday night raffle, I do know, last year we did a 50-50 Saturday night, and that one gave away over $23,000 last year. That one I remember for sure. So we got 50-50s on Friday and Saturday. You got to be present to win those. We got a lot of girls walking around the grounds. They're selling quick cash tickets, which are just a quick way to win $1,000. They're selling a lot of individual guns, so they're walking around with those guns and selling those. You just got to wave them down and get a chance to buy those tickets. We have the wall of guns. We got a big tent set up that has the wall of guns and gold mine raffles under it. Wall of guns, like, you can talk on that one probably a little better than I can.
Yeah, so it always features 10 really, really, really nice firearms that you don't see in general raffles, you know, anytime on like a general raffle ticket that some other organization would be selling. You know, we're pretty selective on what we put up on that wall. And then next to that, we'd have the Predator Prey raffle and the Bird and Buck raffle, which are some sets that I take a lot of pride in putting together. You know, just things that are really, really neat, that are one of ones that you can't buy anywhere else, because either I contracted a company to put, you know, special coatings on these to make a match, or they're completely custom built or whatever. But those sets there, you'd never be able to, you know, go to any other gun store or any other place and purchase. They're always one of, you know, one of one limited edition type deals. So those are fun. And then we move on down the road to the gold mine raffle, and you can talk about that.
A gold mine raffle is 9 different prizes that you can choose from. You buy your tickets, and you can choose what buckets you want to put it in. So what prizes do you want to win? And it's always a cool variety of different things. So you really, for anyone, you know, it's something there for you. So the 9 prizes this year is the Full Throttle Ahead package, which is 2 e-bikes. The You Need Me package, K-N-E-A-D, You Need Me. It's a bit nice massage chair. Just One More, which is a pub table and chairs from Brockman's Furniture up here. Got that before they closed up.
Yeah, those, yeah. The poly stuff. Those are
very
those
nice.
Are really nice. Yep. And even on sale, that last one they had was the chair was like $650 on sale.
Yeah.
So these are forever items.
Yep, forever furniture. Usually tornado doesn't usually take them away. So.
Yep. Yeah. An apple a day is the fourth prize package. It's an iPod and AirPods and an Apple watch. And then Some Like It Hot. That's a pretty neat package. It's got heated lawn chairs. Actually, heated lawn chairs. Got a battery pack going in them and heated lawn chairs. And it's got a fire pit and one of those tall fireplace, what do you call it?
Patio heater.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Patio heater. You know, it's getting late.
You've been working all day.
I have been.
Under pressure, because school starts in less than a week.
Yes, okay, Love Pit 2.0. So that's a big outdoor furniture set with a nice big umbrella and a couple side tables there, a big outdoor couch. And then Sip and Soak, which is an inflatable hot tub, and it comes with some liquor that goes along with it and beach towels. Float a Little Closer. It's a floating picnic table. It's pretty cool, really. We had it in the pool out there to take pictures of it, and the kids got sitting up on it. It was pretty neat. I thought that's going to look pretty good in my mom and dad's pond if they could win it. It'd be pretty neat. And then the Instant Millionaire, which has got $500 cash in it and then a slew of lottery tickets. So who knows? You could turn that into maybe $1 million.
There you go.
I'm going to direct you to our Facebook page. Right now we're doing a giveaway on our Facebook page. I have a video that shows off those 9 prizes, and if you share, like, and comment on that video on our Facebook page, it enters you into a giveaway. And I'm going to give that away this Friday, and we're going to give away an Orca cooler. And if you come to the event, I'll even fill it with beer for you, or whatever drink you want, and then a couple of event entry tickets also. So, you know, get on our Facebook page, go back and look at that the Facebook post is from last Friday. It's a video about the gold mine prizes, and you might have a chance to win some stuff even before the event again. So
fantastic. And you know, it's funny, but I forgot what the question was.
This question?
Are you guys giving away any prizes this year?
Oh, I think that's
Holy shit, that's a long time ago.
I'm not done yet, Jack. I don't know. What do you want me to do here?
Yeah, you asked.
I know.
You asked. And they have a pretty good list.
Remember, the name is called the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle.
That's right.
Super Raffles. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
And you can come to the event, and if you have a Super Raffle ticket, you get two free weekend entry wristbands into the event. So if you bought a Super Raffle ticket, you go to the Will Call window outside the main gates Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you can pick up your entry wristbands, and you get into the event, two wristbands, no cost. If you don't have a Super Raffle ticket, it's only $30 to get into the event for the entire weekend. That's not per day. It's $30 for the entire weekend, all the great music and stuff. You get into the event, sure, you can buy into a lot of drawings, but we also got drawings that you don't even have to buy into. We got attendance prizes, the General Anthony Wayne's Mad Money. You just show up to the event, you walk up to the stage, to the tent with some pretty looking women under it. One of them's my wife, that's why I can say that. And you sign up.
That's right.
And you sign up, and at 8:45 on Friday night, we're going to pull a name out of that for $1,000. All you got to do is come to the event. You win $1,000. On Saturday at 1:15, we're going to give away $1,000. At 3:15 and 5:15, we'll give away $500 each time. So all you got to do is show up to the event, and you can win. Yeah. And then you can go to that same tent, and you can sign up for the stage games on Saturday. So on Saturday, and that's kind of the MC and host of the event, we play three stage games throughout the day. No cost to sign up for them. Just got to be willing to maybe embarrass yourself a little bit in front of the crowd, but each of those you can win some pretty cool prizes.
You doing the briefcase game again?
I am. So Deal or No Deal, the revenge tour.
That,
it's called
the last one. That was awesome.
Well, I called it the revenge tour this year because I hope whoever plays it wins more than 76 cents.
Yeah,
because that's what she walked away with last year.
I mean, it made a lot of bad decisions.
That was the most pathetic game I've ever seen.
You couldn't have played it any worse.
Yeah,
you could not.
But you talk about entertainment value. The people she was with, was it a she?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. She had her husband.
The people she was with, there's like a group of, what, 10 or 15 people. Were they from, was that the ones from Delphus?
I don't remember, to be honest.
But anyway, there's like 10 or 15 of them, and they were giving her advice, and as always, wrong.
Yeah. And, oh, every time.
They had a choice of I think two things. One of them was a 30-pack of beer, and the other one was whatever they decided. They opted for the other one. They didn't want a 30-pack of beer. We want more than that. You get 76 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got a sip of beer to split between 15 of them.
That's right.
But, you know, entertainment value for the people that was there. It was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
People were hooting and hollering, and it was really good. It was just fun as could be.
Yeah. So we're going to do it again. And we're going to hope they walk away with a $1,000 briefcase this year. So you went up to $1,000. All you got to do is sign your name up. You can go up to $1,000 on that. That's the 1:30 game. So you got to be there early. Got to sign up between 12 and 1. At 1 o'clock, we'll pull who's doing it. And then at 1:30, they'll come up and get to play that game. So that's the 1:30 game. At 3:30, we're playing the Watermelon Crawl.
Oh.
And the winner. And you got to sign up with a partner. Mm-hmm. And so the winning group will draw three groups, so it'll be six total people, but three groups of two get to play this, and the winning group wins a signed guitar by Tracy Byrd.
Oh.
And he's going to autograph it. He's going to write the lyrics to Watermelon Crawl around the outside of it, and I think he's even going to put a nice big wow right in the middle of it. So an autographed, personalized guitar from Tracy Byrd is going to be
just
the prize.
One more one-of-a-kind items.
That's right.
At the WOW.
Yep.
That you can't get anywhere else.
Yep. Now, I'm not going to give away too much what that game's going to entail, but we're just going to say it's called the Watermelon Crawl. And then the 5:30 game, just in an effort to get some people to embarrass themselves as much as possible, we're going to play the not-so-newlywed game. So the newlywed game, but you ain't going to be a newlywed. I don't care if you're engaged or dating or married for 5 years or 50 years. You can sign up for that. So you got to sign up with a significant other for that 5:30 game, and you went up to $1,000 in the not so newlywed game. So there, you go. We did it, Jack. It took us 20 minutes, I think. But
fantastic.
You asked what prizes we can win, and we let you know.
You probably left one out.
Well, very possible. Well, we're going to take a quick break to let Ryan breathe.
Yep.
And then we're going to come back and. I think it makes sense for us to mention the committee members, the people, and then to also kind of give a summary of where does this money go,
Sounds good.
Yep. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TVs, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4850.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. It's fall sports time, and here's what's coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Indians football season starts this Friday as we travel to Wayne Trace. Our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast team will bring you all the action live with our pregame show starting at 6:40. Volleyball will start next week with a Tuesday game at St. Mary's and a Thursday game at National Trail. Get out and support our Indians teams for as many games as you can. But if you just can't get there in person, we'll bring you every football and volleyball game live again this year right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Now say that, Jack.
We're back.
There you go.
Oh, we are?
Yes, we are.
Last I heard, we were 45 seconds away.
And that's how long ago was that? That was almost a minute ago.
No. We're back. Hey, we have a lot of stuff to talk about yet. So let's talk about, on all these prices, and I think it's all of them.
Not
the
all,
taxes are paid, correct?
No, so the tax code, believe it or not, is kind of complex.
really?
But
it makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah, it's perfect logic. So, but kind of the way we look at it on our super raffle is we didn't want it, from the beginning, we didn't want it to be a burden to win something big. You know, like, oh my God, I want a car, and now I got to sell it because I can't afford to pay the tax on it. So, general rule of thumb, and this is just a general rule of thumb, not a hard and fast rule, but on anything that has a fair market value over $20,000, we are going to take care of the non-cash prizes over $20,000. We'll take care of the gambling tax on, so which is equal to 24% of the fair market value of the prize. So,
not cash, but that's not including the 55.
Correct. That one we figured the tax is paid on.
That's what I was saying.
I said it's not a hard and fast rule.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just checking.
So, yeah.
Okay, so if I win the $55,555.55, I have to hold back 24% of
that. Nope, we held that 24% back on that particular cash prize.
Okay.
On all of the physical prizes, vehicles and things like that over $20,000, we do that 24%. On some of the cash prizes, we also do that 24%, and it's listed on your super raffle ticket.
Okay.
So it'll say whether the taxes are taken.
Actually, that $55,000 is actually worth close to $70,000.
$78,000, I believe.
Now, not if it's 24%.
Well, let me figure that out real quick.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so you're still going to get the 55-555. But the WOW committee
68
is
six. No, it's 10 off to 68-888.
I did that math quicker. He did it in his calculator.
You're a math teacher. You're a math teacher. I'm a computer pusher.
Well, I tell you what, it's cool that with these large prizes in general, and again, I don't want to overstate here, but in general, taxes are taken care of, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So we could spend a whole hour on what you can and can't do and how you have to structure that so none of us end up in jail, but we don't need to do that here. So
I want to make sure that we talk about camping because that's coming up.
The sales ending coming up soon. So I got more campers this year than we've ever had. We got, at this point in time, I think around 250 campers signed up to come and do the event. That's more than we've ever had. But there are still some non-electric sites available, but the sales on those end this Friday. So if you're out there thinking, I might want to camp next weekend, we got to this Friday till decide. Yep. You can go again to our website, wildraffle.com. One of the tabs on the website is for camping. You click on that, it'll have a link where you can purchase it. You're only talking $40 for a non-electric site for the entire weekend. Yeah. So if you're thinking, I'm not sure if I want to camp or not, or I don't know if I want to drive home, $40 is a lot cheaper than a DUI, I can tell you that. So we do have some sites left. Now, not a lot. So if they happen to sell out before Friday, then, they'll be gone. But if you're thinking about camping and you want a site, get on the website and purchase that before Friday because that's when sales end. And
now, for next year, how soon do they have to try to get an electric site?
Well, we always just put the sites for sale on a particular day and announce it well ahead of time, and you just got to get on to get it. And I think that date was April 1st this year.
So usually couple of hours,
2 days,
2 days.
This year was 2 days.
So there are enough of them that there'll probably
everyone had
be
a
some
chance. Yeah, it wasn't 40 seconds or something. Okay. It was a couple of days until they sold out.
Yeah, we're not Ticketmaster where you sit in the queue for 16 hours.
But if there's 600 people that want them and you get 100 sites,
and it could go. Yeah, it could get to that point. Yep. So.
And if you are camping and you're registered, we sent an email out the other day that has all the instructions for when to come in. I also posted, or we'll have this posted on Facebook this week. So if you're camping and you purchased a site, you should have got an email. If not, this information's on our website and it's going to be on Facebook. But I'd say the most important part if you're camping is the strict times you have to pull in. And so that starts on Wednesday night. And at 6 o'clock, we start parking campers on Wednesday night. You can come between 6 and 8:30. Now, I can tell you the first camper will probably show up at 3 in the afternoon on Wednesday and be parked there.
And then complain that they're in line for 3 hours.
Yes. There's no reserve sites. We park them as you come. So there's reserve sites as in reserve sections. You buy electric or non-electric.
Let's say they're the first guy goes. So let's say you're the 10th one. You're going in the 10th spot, or you're the 10th person that gets to decide where they go.
No, you're 10th spot. So we park them in order.
Okay, so if you have some people you want to be around, you want to come together.
Come together. That's okay. The biggest thing you got to know there. If you want to camp together, you got to come together. And yep. We just park you in order. So last year, that line was wrapped all around town by 6 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, we started pulling them in. And I think we parked 200 campers in an hour last year.
Wow.
So it was pretty incredible. But you can start coming in Wednesday night, 6 to 8:30 next week. You don't have to come in Wednesday night. You can come in Thursday night, 6 to 8. Or if neither of those work for you, Friday morning, we have a very small time slot, 9 to 10, that you can come in and park. But because of some bridge weight limits down there at the park, you have to come off of State Route 49 to come in. So you're actually pulling right through our event area. So by 10 o'clock Friday, we got to shut that down.
Yeah.
That way we can get our event finished setting up. So then if you're camping, you're kind of stuck there till Sunday, which ain't nobody leaving anyway, but you can't pull out your camper to Sunday. And then once your camper is unhooked, then you're allowed to drive across that bridge to get out to 119, okay. But you can't pull a camper across that bridge, so that's why we have those real strict times to pull in. Gotcha. So make sure you're paying attention to that. If you're camping, show up during those times, and the rest will figure itself out.
Fantastic. So How about, I tell you what, we would be remiss if we didn't take the opportunity to mention the people that are on the WOW committee, because for the past year, these guys have been working their butts off making this happen. So, can we mention who those committee members are?
Yeah, sure. So, just in order on our text string, we'll just go down that way. That way it's as random as possible. So Jim Toby and Chad Fowler, they take care of the beer stand for us. Then we've got Craig Evers. He is a big part of the camping committee and also, runs the concession or the lunch stand. Ryan Tin, big part of the setup part of the event, getting everything where it needs to be in time and in the right spot. Jake Garkey, he's just the straw that stirs the drink in this committee. So, all around good time, does a ton of stuff the week of the event to get ready, serves on all the prize subcommittees, helps decide the prizes, and of course he was the brainchild of the whole thing to start with. So,
and he's probably that guy that that knows just random little things that need to get done that nobody else even knows about, so he just does them.
Yeah,
and nobody even realizes. They just think it's magic.
And if something's hard to find, he knows where to find it or who to call.
Yep, so, you need somebody that real bad.
That's what I've always said about this committee is we're so varied in our skill sets that it just gets everything done. It's incredible. So then we got Rob Mollenkamp sits on the committee and a ton of help with the accounting the weekend of the event, planning throughout the year, things like that. Kip Deuce, another one of those guys that's just a go-to guy on the event setup and tear down and helping with the prizes and helping with all the other stuff that we do throughout the year. Todd Post, the same way, he handles our entrance gates and our he's our liaison with MServe, who does a lot of our non-stage security. Then Michelle Deuce, she's serves as our secretary, go-to person on just about anything, and just a ton of fun to work on a committee with. Ryan Steinbrenner, I don't know what he does, but his name's on this list. So
it's the face for radio. That's why.
Yeah, he's got the face for radio. So then Ross Overman, he's our lead on our entertainment committee. So if you don't like a band, he's the guy to text and complain at. What is this? What kind of videos are you watching?
That's the music act for next year, yep. Colin, to confirm.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna have some flamenco music.
There we go. So then we got Connor Rammel. He's our treasurer, and Connor would deserve volunteer or citizen of the year for recovery every year if you could give it to one guy every year, because man, there is not a better guy on a committee to handle your finances and to make sure everything's straight. So
no doubt.
And then last but certainly not least, Lori Tin, vendors, food vendors, WOW merchandise, prize ideas, setup, being there anytime she's needed for anything, letting us use her house and her pool for ticket parties and stuff like that. I mean, just fantastic. So, like I said, we got such a great committee, and everybody has such varying skill sets that it's the only way that this would get done.
And he said last but not least, but he didn't mention himself either. Jonas Foote sitting over here, the president of our committee and the guy that runs the entire show and works 365 days on this in some capacity. So.
Don't tell anybody that.
And I tell you what. So if you see any of those guys or gals, shake their hand, give them a hug, buy them a beer. What they've accomplished is nothing short of spectacular.
We're easy to find. We're all in these bright yellow or green?
Yeah,
you call
sure,
it.
Sure. Grello.
Grello?
There you go.
Okay. We're in the safety shirts that say volunteer staff on the back, so we're pretty easy to spot in the event.
Fantastic. And then
I tell you what, I think it makes sense because we've mentioned three or four different ones to get information. What's the three or four best ways of checking it out on?
Do not get my phone number out on
419.
I could have guessed that.
The absolute best way is going to go to wowraffle.com. Go to our website, and everything is on there that you're going to need to know about the event. Information about the raffle, surprises. You want to look up the winning numbers after the event. You want to see the schedule of events. Want to know anything about camping or the exhibitors or anything. I mean, that's where you're going to find the information.
Wowraffle.com.
Wowraffle.com. You said it right there. Yeah. So that's your number one best bet. Now, we're on social media also. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got Instagram. So you can go to any of those places and get, you know, bits and pieces of information. But go to the website. It's in one spot. Now, you go to the website. You search around. You're looking for something. Go, I can't find the answer to my question anywhere. Shoot us a message through the website. We have a contact information on the website. Or go to Facebook and shoot us a message. We'll help you out, but I can almost guarantee that every question we get asked, the answer somewhere on the website, and they just didn't find it.
Fantastic. Guys, have we missed anything?
I don't know that we have.
When's this going to happen?
Well, next weekend. Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. If we're going to summarize, I think just going through a quick summary of the events would be a good way to go through it. It's next weekend is the event, next Friday and Saturday, August 25th and 26th. But the action really starts happening on Wednesday night with the campers coming in. So campers come in 6 to 8:30. And I want to mention again that the will call window is open 6 to 9 on Wednesday night. So if you got a super raffle ticket and you want to beat the crowd and you want to get your entry wristbands into the event, you can stop at the will call window Wednesday night, August 23rd from 6 to 9.
So is that even if you're not camping, you can just randomly go up there?
Okay. Yes.
Which is a pretty good idea for those people that live close.
That close. If you live in Fort Cover or close, get it done, then you're beating the crowd and not standing in line for that stuff on Friday night. Yep. Thursday campers, 6 to 8. Will call windows open again on Thursday night, 6 to 9. But Thursday night's also when we're going to give away the pre-event 50-50 over $22,000, I'm sure, at least, that we're going to give away. That'll happen at 7 o'clock live on our Facebook page. So like our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. You'll be able to tune in live at 7 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit about the event, and then we'll have the ball machines, you know, running, and we'll pull numbers.
What time is that going to be?
7 o'clock next Thursday night.
Thursday,
August 24th, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Live on Facebook. We'll give away some money.
We're going to be broadcasting a volleyball match that might not be over by then. So if you would text me, we could also broadcast it on the volleyball match.
Perfect.
I think we're at National Trail that night. So.
Sounds good. I will text you the winning number. I can do that. Friday, the event starts. Remember, campers can come in 9 to 10 Friday morning if you're so inclined to do so. The will call window opens at 3 o'clock on Friday. So again, you can show up plenty early Friday to get your free wristbands if you got a super raffle ticket. And then the event gates open at 6 o'clock. Now, one of the things we didn't mention, we said we could bring in empty coolers. You can bring in your own canopies up to what size?
12 by 12.
Up to 12 by 12 canopy and your own chairs. And a lot of people do that. We've actually expanded the area this year to allow more room for canopies. Because last year, we ran out. It got tight. So we've actually moved the gold mine tent back a little bit. And there's more space for canopies. But if you want to have a canopy up front near the stage, then you got to be there early. And I'm sure there's going to be people in line before 6 o'clock so they can get some of them front spots. We don't allow people to set up ahead of 6. So if you want to be one of them front spots with a canopy, get there in enough time so you're in front of the line.
6 o'clock on Friday night.
6 o'clock is when the gates open.
Yep. So if you're out there listening and you try to sneak in with your canopy and throw it somewhere and you think the committee's not going to see it or anything, if it's not tagged and we know it as one of the committee members' canopies, you may not find it back. It's going to be placed somewhere else. So
he doesn't say that because it happened in the past.
Oh, yeah.
That may have happened in the past. So
6 p.m. is the earliest you can come in and say, set a canopy up.
Like I said, there'll be people in line ahead of that. So get there early and get in line, and you can come running in and get your choice of canopy spots. So 6 o'clock Friday night, August 25th, the gates open, and then it gets kind of wild. So we'll sing the national anthem at 6:25. I say we, not me. All right, one of our local community members. You're welcome. And then at 6:30, the Toe and Go winning numbers are drawn. Again, you don't have to be present to win the Toe and Go raffle. Once the numbers are drawn, we'll look up what names are connected to. We'll call those people, and if they're not at the park, they have till 8 o'clock to get to the park if they can. If they can't, we'll say, hey, we're calling you back at 8 o'clock, and you can talk to us on the phone while we play the game. And if we don't get a hold of them, then we'll just, the committee member will stand in and pull a key and see what prize they win for them. So you don't have to be present to win, but it's a heck of a lot more fun if you are. So we draw those numbers at 6:30, got some music on stage 6:45 to 8, and then we play the Toe and Go game at 8 o'clock on Friday night. And that's when we'll award that $200,000 worth of prizes. Then that arena rock show comes on stage and closes out the night for us. They take a break at 10 o'clock, so that's when we'll draw the Friday night 50-50. You need to be present to win. So you buy some 50-50 tickets while you're there Friday night. Those sales will end at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, when that arena rock show takes a break, we'll draw the 50-50 winner.
It sounds like you guys are pretty organized.
Now, you know, it's a tight timeline, but, you know, it's kind of got to be, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, a lot going on. Saturday, the gates open at 11 o'clock. Will call opens at 10 Saturday morning, so you can get there early and get your stuff if you haven't yet. National Anthem, 11:55. Super Raffle Drawing, 12 to 7. Like I said before, one prize every 2 minutes, except for 3 to 4, it's every single minute. Got music, stage games throughout the day. It's going to be stuff going on all day long. You know, you can be listening to the music, you can be playing the stage games, you can be back there and gambling and, you know, trying to win some gold mine or guns or whatever else. I'll just mention that we got Radelette again this year. I won't get too much into it, but if you were there last year, you definitely know what I'm talking about. You can go back there and play Radelette. All them cider raffles I'm talking about. So the gold mine, the guns, or all of guns, those big guns Jonas mentioned before, we're going to draw those at 7:15 Saturday night. You do not have to be present to win those. So if you get in the gold mine or the wall of guns, you don't have to be present to win those. But we'll draw them at 7:15. And then Salt Creek's on the stage 8 to 9:30. Saturday night 50-50 will happen at 9:30 when Salt Creek's done. And then Mr. Tracy Bird, 10 to 11:30. And we all take a deep breath after that and say,
holy crap,
done.
We made it.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, guys, I tell
and
you
made
what.
306 people happy.
Well, that's right.
It's,
but you can win more than one prize with each.
Yep. Happened the first year.
Yep.
I don't know if it happened again since then, but it happened the first year of Super Raffle.
Was that
the same number twice?
Was that Jenny Wood, maybe?
I think that would be the name, yep.
Yeah.
So.
She or Jim had won every year until last year, and he was going to file a complaint.
Of course.
Said,
yes.
But, well, he won't do that this year, unfortunately.
You're allowed to be a loser on the Wabash every once in a while.
Yeah, there you go. But, guys, I tell you what. I really appreciate you taking the time to come up here and to fill us in.
And to be patient through our 35-minute technical difficulty delay.
Yep. Jonas, again, you have my condolences with the loss of your mother. And
thank you.
And I have prayers and for strength for these next few days. I'm sure they'll be tough. So
appreciate that.
Thoughts are with you, and we will have you guys back on. You know, maybe in October or November when RJ gets his voice back.
Yeah, when I get my voice back, you know what? Maybe we'll do it before October 1st because we turn right around and 2024 Super Raffle tickets go on sale October 1st. So.
Fantastic.
And then we'll be able to talk about our entertainment and our prize list. And I just unveiled it to the committee last week and heard from several that by far the best one yet. So I'm excited to unveil that one.
And better than this year's.
Better than this year's.
And we just booked the entertainment for next year this week, and it's kind of hard for me to sit here and not allowed to talk. Say anything, so you know
you can say Paul McCartney.
Yeah. I said before we tried getting Elvis, he didn't return our calls. So, you know, I can guarantee it's not him.
Okay,
so well, guys, I'll tell you what,
we going on here.
We appreciate your time. I know this is a busy time for both of you guys. I wish you health, and Mother Nature cooperates, and
again,
have a hell
as
of a
usual.
Turnout.
Amen. It's always been good.
So, all right, and then so we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back with Rocker right after
and
this.
He has some pretty important stuff for us. It's going to be pretty cool. Back in just a minute.
Boar's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boar's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boar's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boar's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Wow. Tickets for the Win on the Wall Bash pre-event 50-50 and Tow and Go raffles are on sale now. Visit wowraffle.com for all of the details and to purchase tickets. The pre-event 50-50 will be drawn on August 24th and last year gave away over $19,000. The Tow and Go raffle will give away over $200,000 in prizes on Friday, August 25th, including a 2023 Jeep Wrangler. Don't miss out on your chance to win big. Get your tickets today at wowraffle.com.
We're back. Rocker?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. I missed you, fella.
Good Lord. Well, I didn't think we was going to make it there for a while.
I know. Hey, just
half
a note.
Half an hour rain delay.
Just a note on the wow. I just asked Ryan, and if your name is Polder, if your number is Pold, they contact you by phone as quickly as they can to let you know that you are a winner.
Yeah. So they pull a number every. They pull a winner every 2 minutes.
Yes.
And sometimes it would take a while to find the number. They have, I think when I looked in there a couple of years ago, they have four people on the phones. So if it takes them 10 minutes to find your number, call you, get an answer, talk to you a little bit, you can't do that in 2 minutes. So they don't have one person that's trying to keep up with all of this. They have a number of people that are manning the phones. So
I think it would be reasonable to say that once your number is polled, they will be getting in touch with you within an hour or two.
Yes, I would say 2 would be way too long.
Yeah.
I'd say, depending on how it all lines up and how long that last phone call took for the guy before you, probably in 10 or 15 minutes, but it could be an hour. But for the most part, I don't see how what I was watching there for about 10 minutes a couple of years ago, they're making phone calls. They have 4 or 5 people that are constantly on the phone calling these people.
Yeah.
So if it's Friday night, or I guess Saturday afternoon is when they're doing those, if you get a phone call from a number you don't recognize, you
pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up. There's a really good chance that you're going to be pretty happy. It's not a scam.
Yep.
On Saturday afternoon. The scam guys usually take Saturday afternoon off. But even if you have to answer that one, it won't be an 800 number. It won't be anything like that. It'll be a 937-419 number, 567 number, something like that. Pick it up because you're winning something. So, Rocker.
We meet again.
Yes.
So, you know, you have been, you know.
I've been on dry dock for like 3 months.
There's a lot of people that went during the summer when, like, we don't have a show, you just kind of shut down and you don't think too much about it. You aren't like that. You've been thinking about what am I going to do this year?
Yes.
And you've come up with the greatest idea ever. Is that correct?
Well, whether or not it foresees itself is a different story.
Okay.
See itself?
That probably wasn't the right word, but you know.
I don't think so.
Nobody's listening anyways.
Huh? What'd you say? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, there we go. That's a ticket.
So what you talking about, Rucker?
On this day in pop culture history.
Oh, boy.
1939, The Wizard of Oz premieres in Hollywood.
Oh, well, so here's maybe a little bit of something going on there.
So, was that a show that scared the hell out of you when you were a kid?
Well, the thing is, back in the...
You didn't like the flying monkeys, did you, Jack?
I hated the flying monkeys.
They liked you. They wanted you.
I couldn't watch that show in its entirety until I was well into my 20s. But go ahead.
Back in the day, they would show two different versions. Now, when I was younger, they would show the wooded scene. And then as the years went by and, you know, they would edit certain scenes out so they could make it, you know, shorter for TV. They would block that right out. Or they'd gloss over it.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, 1969, we fast forward 30 years.
Yep.
A little concert up in New York that was supposed to be for 50,000 people. 400,000 people show up. That's a little bit of a problem with the...
And I heard it rained.
A lot of porta-potties.
Was that Woodstock?
Yes.
Ah, 1969.
They said the amount of...
trash.
Groups that should have been there or could have been there and pass on it is unbelievable. Bob Dylan, Stones, Joni Mitchell...
They had a whole bunch of really good ones that did show up.
Yeah, well...
Some of them were up and coming at the time and turned out to be...
Well, Jimi Hendrix, who...
He did okay that
came
night.
Out, he was the closing act. Now, it started on Friday, and basically, it ended on Monday morning because they had the rain.
Yeah.
So by the time Jimi Hendrix comes on stage, there's maybe... 30,000 people left, which, you know...
And the sun was coming up, I believe.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a, you know, anticlimactic, I guess. But once he started, it was... Well, his version of the Star Spangled Banner is still unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
My brother, Paul, bought that album... And I don't know what year it would have come out. Maybe the following year or whatever.
Yeah, I think 70.
Yeah.
77.
And, and I remember listening to it because it had the F word in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it, you know, because I think, didn't they spell it out?
Yeah, it was
something in the fish.
Yeah, Country Joe and the Fish. That's who it was. I couldn't think of what it was.
Yeah.
And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? So, don't ask me because I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam.
Yeah.
And it's 6, 7, 8. Open up the pearly gates. And so there's, and right before that, that's give me an F. And they spelled it out. And the crowd yells it out. And what do you got? That was a good one. Country Joe McDonald and the Fish.
Yes.
I'd forgotten about that.
Their career didn't quite take off like they'd hoped.
Yeah, but they had a good underground following. They were big underground.
Very underground.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Today's? I'm pretty sure everybody knows what happened 45 years ago today. Somebody took a little one crap too many.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Who would that have been?
That guy. Elvis, this is why RJ can't get a hold of him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hard as a carp. 42 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
So he'd almost be 90 years old.
85, actually.
If he was 42, it'd be 87, but...
Yeah. And you know what? It isn't, in this day and age, it isn't outside of the realm of possibility that he would still be...
Oh, yeah.
Be touring, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, a lot of...
He might not be doing the Jailhouse Rock, but he would be doing a lot of his other stuff.
Without a doubt.
Had some really good ballad-type, slow love songs, man.
That was the king of rock and roll.
Yep.
We fast forward 2018, we have the Queen of Soul, who, Aretha Franklin, who passed away at 76.
So, does she deserve the title?
Sorry.
Ellison, the Queen.
Yeah, well, we got the Queen now.
There we go.
So who else would be the Queen of Soul?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, she's expired, and she had it was a different kind of soul. It was more blues than soul, I think.
Well,
are you an Aretha fan?
Oh yeah, that song alone right there is enough to. Yeah. But you know the thing is, by the time she was, let's say, waning.
Yep.
She made a comeback in the 80s, but I was, out of it, I guess. I mean, as far as...
When, she did the scene on Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that was top-notch.
Yeah, I mean, that was... That stole the show
in my
eyes.
I think that was the start of the comeback.
Yeah.
Every birthday time.
Oh, every birthdays.
Yesterday we had Brad Wendell.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Today, Tori Neal, which is Trusty Woods' Tori.
Okay.
And Amy Jacobs, my friend living in Salina.
You have friends?
Yes. Quite a few of those, actually.
Hmm. So is that today or yesterday?
Today.
Okay.
And tomorrow we got Emily Alec and one of your old buddies, Wes Winning.
Oh, awesome.
Hi, Wes.
Also today is County Commissioner and friend of Fort Recovery Radio, Dave Buescher.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday, it was a really good friend of ours and one of our big supporters, WPGW's own Rob Weaver.
Ah.
Birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Yep. Good man.
And
a huge supporter of Fort Recovery.
Here's the one that everybody looks forward to every time I do these. The Citizen of the Day.
Oh, boy.
The what?
Bubba's not here to make fun of it.
Well, this one, I don't think you're going to... He'd be hard-pressed to make fun of this one.
He'd still do it, but go ahead.
Karen Myring.
Oh, we love Karen Myring. She's pretty awesome.
I'd be pretty hard-pressed to...
Yes. Yeah. Yep. She's a good one. She's a winner.
I'm going to try to get through these as quick. I think Jack had some stuff for me to comment on.
Yes.
So, birthdays from yesterday. Deb Messing from Will and Grace, 55, actually.
And Rob Weaver.
Yes.
Sorry. I have to get that in again.
Ben Affleck, 51. Always got to do the Aflac duck thing. Yeah. You're almost occupied to do that. Joe Jonas, 34. Yeah. That's more for the girls who are.
He's one of the Jonas Brothers. Did you know that?
Today's birthdays. James Cameron turns 69. The old Titanic director.
Oh.
If Jonas Foote married Joe Jonas, he'd be Jonas Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just.
Or, and the other guy would be Joe Foote. Not that that makes any thing. Yeah.
Did I just walk in the old laughing a bit? Angela Bassett turned 65. Ah, she looks so good for that age, though.
What? Are you saying 65 is old?
Well, yeah. On some women, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
65 is old.
How old is Rosie O'Donnell?
She's not old enough to die yet.
Oh, geez. I'd say she's probably late 50s. Here's one I know most people ain't going to be fond of. She also turned 65. Madonna.
She's getting ready to start a tour. She had to cut her last tour short.
She had a little
infection. She's a material girl.
Yes. Steve Carell, 61, from The Hangover and
Office.
So that's
40-year-old virgin.
That's into that gimmick.
And how old is he?
61.
So he was probably 50 when he did the 40-year-old virgin.
I would say he was.
What do you got for me, Jack?
Okay, so I want your take on some of these things that are trending, both locally and nationally.
Okie dokie, shoot.
Okay.
What about globally? Any global things?
There's nothing global.
Oh, darn. I had a good answer for one of them.
Michael Orr.
Well, so you had to explain to me who that
was. Okay. So, Michael Orr, have you heard of the movie Blindside?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've heard all of the controversy. I just didn't know his name, so.
Yes. Yep. So, he was over 18.
Yeah.
So they couldn't adopt him.
Mm-hmm.
But they could, and I don't know what it's called.
Conservatorship.
Yes.
It's like the Britney Spears fiasco.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's now saying that he was tricked into signing those papers.
Yeah. He says he was told they were actually adopting him, and with him not knowing the rules like most of us wouldn't, that was he thought he was being adopted and he wasn't.
So did they take his money?
He says they did.
Yes,
they say they didn't.
So I would say that legally they and you know what's tough is that Through the last 17 years, when he, I think it's been 13 years since that movie came out. He's had nothing but good things to say about his adoptive parents.
Uh-huh.
You know, now that somebody's got his ear and says, "You're missing some money here," you know, I think he's PO'd.
And depending on who it was that mentioned the money, they might be a lawyer that's going to get 80% of whatever he might get from them, which is really crooked. But anyway.
Yeah, that's about all I got on that. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, but I draw back to, we'll get to the next one, but it reminds me so much of the Gary Coleman situation back in the 80s when his parents robbed him absolutely blind of his money. And then the next thing you know, he starts having health problems and they had no use for him, basically. When he wasn't providing any use for him, then
they were done with him.
Pretty much.
So, but Gary Coleman was kind of a jerk, too.
Yeah, well,
doesn't mean he didn't deserve his money.
No.
He earned it.
What we got next, big guy?
Okay. First day of school is coming up this coming week. Okay. Do you have any first day of school
advice? Or
well, either stories from your past that you remember on the first day of school. This is what your mom would always feed you for breakfast, or this is what your routine would be.
My routine was always, you know, mom would call me, and if I, you know, you always, you're a kid, you try to fall back to sleep. That second, Randy, you knew your butt better be down there pretty quick.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you get to breakfast, you're off to school. I guess I look forward to it now. As I got older, you know, you pretty much walked yourself to school. I mean, as far as like first day, you know, I think any kid has first day jitters, especially, you know, you're walking into a new school, or if you're walking into an experiment that you've never been around, it's a little daunting. I mean, I came back from St. Henry after they traded me.
I hope they got something back for you.
Yeah, the trade was not, you know, even. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
St. Henry might have gotten hosed on that one, and so did Bobby Boyne.
Yep.
We'll tell that story some other time.
Yeah, your horse story.
Yeah. But yeah, it's advice for kids, you know, just don't let it overwhelm you is the big thing. The teachers are there to help you, not hinder you. And as far as, you know, everybody talks about peer pressure. Yeah. Just...
So don't smoke in the third grade, even if everybody else is?
I didn't have my first smoke until I was probably 15.
15?
Of all places to have my first smoke was outside the pool, Fort Covey pool. Yeah,
peer pressure. You just said don't give in to peer pressure. So you're talking from experience.
Yes.
Don't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah. Well, we got Nats, big guy.
Okay, next is Mercer County Fair. Do you ever go to it?
When I was a little kid. Not so much these days.
It's amazing. And we've had the 4-H people in here, and
yes,
you know, and it's amazing the work and the discipline that instills in those kids. And I don't care what project they have, if it's a cow or a pig, or if it's something that they do or make at home.
Yep.
You know, it, what a great experience. And yep, those are good kids that are out there doing that, and I think that's so cool.
Yep.
You should support the fair more, Rocker.
Support the 4-H. I don't care about the fair, to be real honest. To me, the fair is all the stupid food and the stupid rides that I wouldn't care about.
Oh, no. Care less I mean, about. I tell you what, when like you go there, mm-hmm, and you go and you ignore the food and the ride. Well, you don't ignore the food, but you ignore the rides, and you go to the barns and the shows and those.
Yeah, the shows would be okay. Going to the barns and just look at the animals, I couldn't care less.
Yeah, but it's not the animals, it's the kids with the animals.
And I have gone to the sale a couple of times with Max Cheeseman, spending some John Cheeseman money. And one thing, that was one of the things, John Cheeseman did a lot of things with his money, a lot of really good things. Most of it nobody knew about. Max told me that his dad wanted to make sure that people knew that he was supporting the 4-H kids, because that's something everybody could do.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff he did with his money, most other people couldn't possibly think about doing. So he didn't want people to know that.
Yeah.
But the things he knew that other people could do, and the 4-H thing was one of them. He spent a lot of money, sometimes with people knowing, most of the time with people knowing, sometimes not with the 4-H things. And I sat through one of those sales, and it was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
From that point of view, it was really something.
The next thing is the Tuesday morning basketball on the Bob Myron court. How cool is that?
That is awesome. I'm going to assume it's done for the year, but
I am guessing now it is. I think Karen had to cancel the last one because of a scheduling thing.
Oh.
But to get a group of kids down there, and yep. You know, this is like tiptoeing into the water to a certain extent. Yeah,
not tulips.
Not the tulips. Not tiptoeing through the tulips.
You know, but I can see this growing because nothing Karen Myron ever touches.
yeah.
Goes bad.
Yeah. You know, I mean, she just has a way of doing that.
Yep. So
I
think there's so many things that she does, and a lot of it people know about. A lot of it people don't know what she does. She just if there's something she can do to help somebody, she just does it.
Yeah. Anything else, Rocker?
I think I'm good, anyways.
Well, stay tuned for Sports Talk.
Not this week.
Next week. So, yeah, we did have some technical problems at the beginning, and Chuck came and got us on the air. Took 35 minutes or so, and we kind of hung around, but that gave us a chance to go an extra probably 20 minutes with the the Win on the Wabash people that we wouldn't have been able to do. So that worked out really well.
So stay tuned next week when we have a little bit more of a normal schedule.
I hope so.
We'll have a day of school under our belt. And
So next week, I believe.
And I'll be back.
We're going to try to talk to.
You'll be back?
Yes. By the way, we're happy you were with us tonight because it's community club night. And you chose to be with us instead of them because it's first week.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Because the first night. Week. Yeah, first
and
week.
And
Elvis.
Are you mad at the community club?
I've been here for three. I've been waiting for 3 months to come back.
And we're glad to have you.
And like I said, how do I pass up a prime news story? I don't know if I'll ever top the kind of news that I had tonight. That, you know, typically I don't get much.
Yep.
As far as news wise, so
Elvis and Aretha.
Yeah,
I know it.
Yeah. So next week we're going to try to have the school people on, and Bubba and Fee will have Amy Puttcutter delayed from this week. So that's how we're
going to
be next week. So we'll be back in, we're not going to be back. We'll be back next week.
Longest show ever.
Yes. Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close for us.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
On the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.